Wow. Thank you. That's amazing. Everything you said, Celeste, that was amazing. And thank you, Joan and Chris, for putting this together and for asking me to read. It means more to me than I can actually really articulate. So I'm just going to read poems. This first poem, something you should know, is that my father's Greek and my mother's Italian, and my dad's sister also married an Italian. So our family gatherings on that side of the family are rather intense and a mix of a lot of traditions. So the first line of this poem is the title. Drunk cousins, loud and hanging around the basement bar at Aunt Cecilia's, with bellies full of seven fishes and ouzo. Boys who know what kind of hide and seeker I am, what kind of fighter, what life at Yaya's house was like, what I've looked like at 5, 9, 12, 17, 21, 25, 30, 35, 40. Nicholas, mouth stuffed with paxmadia, says, "You know they have a gay group at Ambridge High now. Do you believe that shit?" Everyone andes up, and I'm engulfed in fags, homos, and sickos, and Tino, in a pink pop-collared shirt, is chanting, "Gay bash, gay bash, gay bash." No one here knows my cat's name, or how I got the scars on my thumb, or what I do every day, or why I haven't brought a boy around since 98, but yet hide from all the friends they try to hook me up with. I want to say, remember when we played guns and you guys all had girlfriends to rescue? Remember, I volunteered to have one too, to make things easier so I'd blend better. Well, I liked it. Instead, I swallow my ouzo hard and let it sting without a chaser. No better. The young kid who lives next door just called his dog a faggot. His voice is about to change. I can hear it on the cusp of deepening. I wince and think, I am a faggot. I like his dog. I imagine a different version of me, the one who goes onto his porch and asks him not to say that, although I know it's likely the word of choice for a ninth grader. Another version of me goes onto the porch, says, "Dude, I'm a homo, knock it off." Version three just cracks him in the mouth backhanded and tells him not to be so ignorant. I can imagine him at the same junior high I was so miserable in, at the lockers near the gym, boys slapping each other, saying things to say them. His dog is fluffy and golden, licks me when I go to my car. The kid has helped me shovel snow, always says hi, much nicer than his twat of a miserable sister. Maybe his dog is a homo. Who knows? But I know when he said faggot, he meant asshole or motherfucker, just as I mean asshole or motherfucker when I yell from inside my car at the buttfucker who cuts me off. This one I wanted to read because the Becca in this poem is actually the very first person I ever tried to come out to when I was like 12, like 20 years before I actually ever kind of came out for real. And I loved her sister. Me and Becca in the back seat, Leoma at the wheel. She shut the headlights as we cruised in pitch blackness, no moon, and I was scared, you know, but not willing to admit it. Leoma herself was an ignition, my best friend's older sister with huge black hair like exhaust burning above her leather collar. I loved the depth of a bucket seat, and her 1980 Camaro was magic in their garage, lit by long overhead bulbs. But in this ride, my eyes stretched for light somewhere along this back road, hoping like hell we wouldn't crash. And you know, she laughed at us in the rear view, two shady heads trying to be tough. Fingernails digging hairpin curves into vinyl seats, pushing our thighs into the seams. I had to read my, this is like my love poem to Pegasus Club. If you remember downtown on Liberty Avenue, I spent a whole lot of time there. It makes reference to a Tori Amos song and a Sneaker Pimp song that comes in through the poem. Boy, I spent a lot of time there, so. Evacuate my brain. Pegasus Club, 1995 to 1999. Along that wall, I could be quiet in the dark. Club kids, drag queens brush by in a stiff hit of hairspray, cigarettes, something candy sweet, Honey, bring it close to my lips. I'd stand there smoking, watch the crowd on the floor move as a whole, look for faces I know, faces that surprise me, faces I might want. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. The irresistible pool of flashing colors, fog, blur, bucket bass, hot jungle, call on me, spin, spin, sugar, electric, call on me, spin, spin, sugar. Spun us all down to sweat and skin, gathering everywhere, grinding whoever was closest. Twist on me, spin, spin, sugar, barely room to move. Go ahead, let the roof lift off this basement bar on Liberty. Let those street lamps shine right in. Amy. Two fingers between your denim thigh and your leather chaps against the hardtail bar front door where my longtime girlfriend got jealous and our lover was smug. They don't care I'm out here with you. They're happy to pretend to be a couple finally, and I'm feeling free against your legs. Bikers sidestep our limbed luck, except for the skinny needlehead dragging his girlfriend over to our embrace. She's curious about girls too, nudging her blushing towards us, and you barked at them both, corralling me between your buckled sleeves, my bottom lip swollen, face unlocked, hot. Everything was closing, home was far, and you, random, pulling me across a stranger's trunk blurred by bright parking lot lights, middle of the night Ohio, middle of nowhere bar. I had been abandoned until your mouth found me revving, rattling up Route 250, this engine borrowed, but the horsepower mine. Okay, so thanks. I have two poems left. And I thought I should read my Frank O'Hara imitation. Heath Ledger is dead. Work over. I'm stopping for a sixer at Wilkes Bar, Jancy Street, Pittsburgh, 2008. It's 5 o'clock and the bar is filling up with yinzers who squint at me when I open the door, letting sunlight into the smoke-filled hole. I lean my dirty sleeves on the bar between an older man whose pants are covered in white paint splotches and a guy wearing a jumpsuit, Morningside Auto printed on the back. The bartender gets up from his Bud Light behind the poker machine and points at me. He doesn't talk to anyone, with the long ash of his Benson and Hedges, and I say, Iron City six-pack, please. At the same moment, I see on the TV in the corner that Heath took too many pills. I smack my hand on the bar in amazement. No one in there looks up, so I hand the guy a 5 and 4 ones, then go next door to Rite Aid to buy body wash and mint gum. But they don't have the mint I want, so I get cinnamon, thinking a change of flavor would be nice. And that the Joker in The Dark Knight is horribly satisfying, and that the tense scene in Brokeback Mountain is masturbation material for sure, and I'm jealous that anyone gets to kiss Shannon Sossaman ever, for real or not. I buy the Post-Gazette from the bitter cashier before I walk down Chislett and pop into Stagnos Bakery, where I ask the middle-aged woman behind the donut counter for a sausage roll, pay for my San Pellegrino Annunciata with the 10 I found in the parking lot at work. I'm thinking of the handful of male actors I would actually have sex with, and he's near the top of that very short list, because he didn't seem cheesy or douchey, just tuned in. And when I go outside, it's late day or early evening. I am unsettled by the abrupt disappearance of people. And walking down the sidewalk, I'm grateful for butt sex, because it's another way to get into people who can be so very hard to get into. Thank you. This is my last one. Thank you again, everybody. Lake Total Lust. I first saw her lips across many heads between us in a bar. I wanted to lie down in the crease between her full upper and her thicker lower. Voice a steel ball rolling through a pinball machine, and I was drunk on her for months. Michael and Joey said she looked around the room too much. They didn't trust her when she called me to come into her room with her boyfriend. She dragged you along for a year, Joey said, and now wants this. In bed, she kissed his huge dry lips before he put them on mine. She kissed me, finally, and he could have fallen through the floor, I would have preferred, because I didn't want ready dick. But I wanted a taste of her enough to cheat on my new girlfriend, who was good to me so far. But they wanted the lesbian show, the how hot would that be experience, and I had a dam in my chest holding back the great lakes of misperception. Lake Total Lust, Lake Blind Love, Lake Experimental Girl. There was one alone moment when he stepped out, both of us naked. I played with her eraser nub nipples under the off-white sheets, city summer through the windows, and pretended he was the 54C rumbling down Forbes Avenue, hissing his way out of earshot. Thank you very much.
Yes.